Get to our highlights as we await a phone call from Coach Leggins. And in that first half, I think they came out with the right mentality. They were ready to go. And Christian Scholin right away getting the offense cranked up. Moses now dumps it to Vasilia into the lane, skips it to Christian Scholin for three on the left wing, buries it. So Portland with the early 3-2 lead, that would be the only lead they really had. But they were hanging around in the early going as Moses Wood was trying to find his stroke. Swing at the T-Rob, thought about a three, and they're closing out. Golden Flash is doing a great job closing out on the shooters. Moses, he'll step back for three over carry. There it is for Moses Wood. However, Kent State would start to build a lead similar to what we saw from Portland State. Coach Leggins going to the bench looking for an offensive burst from the freshman. Now Moses in the right corner. Slip screen from Chica. Skip pass up top. Perry. Leave it once. He will fire a three. High arcer. Banked it in. Not sure if he called it, but Portland needed it. They did that. Got him back within eight at 21-13. 9 minutes to go in the first half. But the offense was just hard to come by. They would fall behind by as many as 12. Christian Scholin, though, trying to see if he could bring Portland back. 34-19. Lead back to 15. Scholin straight away three. That one is good. But he never quite got on a roll. 34-22 was the score then. At halftime, they were down 14. Into the second half, you wondered, okay, will Portland come with a burst the way they did against Portland State? It came in the form of Mike Meadows. Second half is underway. Pilots with the basketball. Tyler Robertson there getting some great work from trainer Sam Gay as Mike Meadows hits a three from the top of the key to start the second half. So that got him to within nine. Moses Wood following right up. Big V up top. Hands off the T-Rob. Thought about a three. Now to Moses on the right wing. He buries a three right in front of the pilot bench. Got him within nine. They would get to within seven, but Kent State turned it right around. Some jumpers from Jacob, some work from Sincere Carey. Portland would then turn to Moses Wood, see if he could get it going. Head up, cross court, Moses, pump fake, into the lane, all the way down, count the bucket and a blocking foul. Chance for a three-point play. He would do that, but that only had him to within 14. Kent State was able to keep Portland in that 12-15 point margin range until the very end. The reserves were looking to make a little mini run towards the end, and it was led by Alden Applewhite. And hands it off to Lemke. Goes back to Applewhite on the right wing. Knocked away by Thomas. Gets down the lane off the glass with the left hand. Gets the roll. That would get him within 12, but no closer, and that would be the final margin of defeat. Kent State with a 77-65 victory.